great-grandma was a very famous, world-famous concert pianist. Adelina Dallara was her name. And everybody in the family had musical leanings, so right from the beginning, you know, there was pianos and song in the family. And I then was sort of brought up on classical music, all the classics. And then, obviously, I got bitten by the bug, certain bands. Roy Wood was one. Roy Wood, Wizard, Bowie,
yeah,
Floyd. I started to hear these things, and just the excitement, you know, in my heart when I would hear these Quadrophenia, all this great music coming out, and just inspiring me to do that. And I was always writing. I was always writing poems, and I wrote my first song then at 10.
Yeah.
And at my primary school, I introduced like a Top of the Pops, so I got everybody like playing glockenspiels and all these different instruments, and having a chart, and encouraging everyone to, you know, just make music, make up songs on the spot.
Yeah.
So I've always just made up songs, made up poems, made up plays. Very fortunate that my mum, I only had alas 8 years with my mum, but she was obviously a product of Adelina. Adelina was her grandma, and she'd been brought up a lot by her. And so I was taught to play chess before I went to school. I was reading and writing before I went to school. I was taught to, if it wasn't happening, make it happen. So, you know, that's what I've always done. If it isn't happening, make it happen. So even right to this day, with the music I'm doing, no one else is doing what I'm doing. So I'm always a pioneer, which kind of puts me a bit in the underground, because I'm never following the mainstream trend. So I'm always doing something ahead of its time, which is probably why I haven't got that huge like global fame that some people have got yet. Anyway, I mean, that with this project, I intend to reach everybody in the world, you know, that I can, because it's time to spread the message out. It can be a very painful experience. We're working with a lot of people inside the mainstream industry. I mean, really inside. We've always, myself and my brother and the various people I've worked with, have always felt like we've always like run on a parallel universe. So this is, there's this other world where people are making fantastic music, but they're not, they haven't been caught in the mainstream and following the trends or bowing down to what the record labels wanted. Like, you know, I've been involved with many record labels, and it was always, you know, selling your soul to the devil. For me, I was down at the crossroads selling my soul to the devil, you know.
Hey, if it's good enough for Robert Johnson, right?
I mean, come on. Well, you know, but they are, aren't they? You know, it's so, yeah, no, very true. So I'd always, like, I don't know, just wanted to make the music I wanted to make, and there was no compromise on that. But it's been painful, because then people aren't necessarily taking your message seriously. Now we've seemed to have evolved into a celebrity culture. And I get a more sense that unless you're like there on, in front of people all the time, you're viewed as not important. But of course, there's this whole subculture of artists and free thinkers, people like yourself, people like Sylvia, people like I come into contact and work with, who know that there's so much more than the Big Brother and sort of throwaway music. And a culture that's just based on, you know, celebrity and how much money you've got in the bank. And that's kind of where I come in. You know, we have to, there are people working for truth, you know, and that's where I come in. The people I work with who've learned to play instruments, who've learned to do their thing, who've pursued excellence over many years, you know, in my own case, since I was a little boy. And have reached a standard way beyond most of what's going on in that mainstream. But now the feeling is we have to reach people. The universe,
think it's almost disingenuous at the moment for people to think that it's easier to get music out there, because there's a lot of thoughts thinking, well, if I put something on the internet, if I put it on MySpace, everybody in the universe is going to listen to it, everybody's going to love it, I'm going to be enormous. Yeah. And actually, there is so much stuff out there now that it's almost harder to get your voice heard.
Yeah, that's a very, very important point, John. And I go on MySpace, I think, well, everyone's got a band.
Mm.
You can get a mate who's plays the guitar, put him on your MySpace friends and say you've got a band.
Yeah.
Put up some little tune you half recorded in your bedroom. No offence to people.
Yeah.
and you've got a band. And so I'm in a band. You meet, but I'm in a band. Oh, really? You know, and then you go on MySpace and you're listening to, no disrespect, because there's some great things, but you've got to filter through a lot of dross to get it.
Yeah.
And, you know, consequently, I'm not sure that it is easier to get music out there. And it's become very much the record companies are scared, and now they're even more scared with recession, so they're more happy to put out Madonna and Elton John and the things they know will sell. And no disrespect to those people, they're fantastic. But, you know, there is so much really, really amazing talent that isn't getting heard. They seem to want to play it safe.
Yeah.
And that's why we formed our own label and called it the Harmony Label. And we're putting out our own stuff on our own label, and we're doing it the hard way. And then we will approach bigger companies, but we'd have done the groundwork.
Yeah.
So we say, right, we just need you to help us distribute it or promote it. We've done the groundwork. We've spent our own money. We've invested our own time and money. We haven't come to you and gone, oh, please put us out. So I thought that by doing it ourselves and encouraging people to do it ourselves, which is following on from where we started on the primary school thing.
Yeah.
Let's do it ourselves then, you know?
Fell into my own tree deep and long, like a melancholy chord without a song. So where are you tonight? Your face is freshly bright, well I miss you. An echo clings in the spirit she brings. Stars and temptations, lost in translation.